Several thousand activists fanned out on Capitol Hill today to lobby for sweeping changes in immigration law. They were immigrants themselves, but not from a country normally associated with the current debate. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, they were from Ireland.
In a hotel conference room early this morning, they gathered from New York, Boston, Philadelphia, some fresh off a red eye from San Francisco. They wore green and white T-shirts that said, "Legalize the Irish." At a registration table, they picked up small American flags and got their marching orders.
I got Lundgren's office, Bart, yeah. So I went down to go to Lundgren's
yes,
office.
Exactly.
So can you tell him 11?
Okay.
11. So this will be Mariana's team.
We're going to put with Alan.
Mariana.
Neil O'Dowd founded the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform just over a year ago. He says many are surprised to learn there are some 50,000 illegal Irish in the U.S.
They're very hardworking, good people. They're nannies, construction workers, bartenders, waitresses. They're the kind of salt of the earth people who've made the Irish such a success story in America.
My name is Olive. I come from County Offaly. I'm living in San Francisco for the last 6 years. I'm a nanny, so I am.
Olive, like others here with no status, won't give her last name. But with blue eyes and shoulder-length blonde hair, she says she's lucky she doesn't worry much about immigration agents nabbing her. Olive says for 10 years in a row, she's applied for the so-called diversity visa. That's a program set up in 1990 to help the Irish and other Europeans immigrate. But those preferences have since been dropped, and Olive's had no luck. Still, she doesn't want to leave.
I just like the life. I actually came with my son. He was 3.5 at the time. I was struggling at home, a single parent. So for me, this was actually easier. Great money, great life. Giving him, having a private school in San Francisco. So I could never do that at home.
The Irish are just a sliver of the estimated 12 million undocumented immigrants in this country. And unlike the much larger Latino population, the typical Irish narrative isn't about fleeing poverty or hardship. It's more about opportunity and adventure. Still, it seems politicians just can't help loving the Irish, even those who can't claim the ancestry.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and welcome Senator Charles Schumer.
At this rally a few months ago in the Bronx, Senator Schumer was escorted in by bagpipes and, of course, wore a green tie.
The more Irish there are in America, the better we all are, whatever our background is.
John Keeley of the Center for Immigration Studies says it's understandable why many Americans might look more favorably on Irish immigrants. He says they don't pose the same cultural threat many see in the large influx of Mexicans. Still, Keeley says illegal is illegal, and he thinks it unlikely politicians today would support any special treatment for one nationality. Angela Kelly of the National Immigration Forum says the small group of Irish undocumented does point up a big issue. Fixing the immigration system isn't just about securing the border.
40% of the undocumented in this country came in legally. They came in with visas as tourists, as students, as businessmen, and they overstayed those visas.
Supporters say that's why a sweeping immigration overhaul is needed. A Senate proposal is expected soon, sponsored by John McCain and Edward Kennedy, perhaps the most famous great-great-grandson of Irish immigrants. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.